Rich Coles. You may also know me as Sven Gulli, and you're listening to the Big Scary News. Isn't most news these days scary?
Hello, boys and girls. This is the Big Scary News with your host, Drew Badger, bringing you all the latest up-to-the-minute news and goings-on in the haunt, horror, and Halloween industry. In addition, we have an interview you won't find anywhere else. The Big Scary News is very proudly brought to you by our title sponsor, Froggy's Fog, makers of the finest fog, smoke, snow, and scents. Visit them at froggiesfog.com. And now, boys and girls, don't be scared, because it's time for the Big Scary News.
What do you say we see what's shaking in the outer limits? Now, it may get a little hairy once in a while, but don't let it flip you out.
Hello, everyone. This is Drew Badger. This is Big Scary News for episode 164. Happy Halloween. It's our Halloween edition. And thank you to all our listeners, because we're starting off with some news on our 10,000th like on Facebook. Couldn't have done it without you, folks. But we want to congratulate Cheryl Ann Schultz of Duluth, Minnesota, for being our 10,000th like on Facebook. Thank you very much, and please continue to listen. Remember, folks, for every 100th like, we will give you a shout-out. So once again, thank you to Cheryl Ann Schultz of Duluth, Minnesota, for making 10,000 reachable before Halloween. You can like us on Facebook at The Big Scary Show. Follow us on Twitter at The Big Scary Show. And once we figure out Instagram, follow us there at Big Scary Show. We have this update from Days of the Dead coming to Chicago. It is with great pleasure that we announce the addition of actor Derek Mears to the guest roster for Days of the Dead Chicago, happening November 22nd through the 24th at the Crown Plaza O'Hare. Derek Mears is probably best known to horror fans for playing Jason Voorhees in the 2009 version of Friday the 13th. Boasting a wide and varied resume beyond Crystal Lake, Derek has also had roles in films like The Hills Have Eyes, Alita, Battle Angel, Predators, and Hatchet 3, just to name a few. Mears has also appeared in TV shows like Twin Peaks, Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D., The Flash, and recently played Swamp Thing for the DC Universe. Tickets for Days of the Dead Chicago are on sale now at daysofthedead.com. We have this update from On Set Cinema. The Myers House, North Carolina, presents On Set Cinema, The Prowler, Saturday, November 16th in Cape May, New Jersey. Join us in beautiful Cape May, New Jersey, aka Avalon Bay, for a special one-night-only celebration event of The Prowler from 1981 at the historic Inn of Cape May. This is the incredible building where the graduation dances took place and where the interior of the dorms were filmed. They'll be showing the movie inside the inn in the exact location where the dances took place. There will be balloons, party streamers, music, punch, possibly spiked, cake, and a screening of the movie on Saturday night. I highly recommend reserving a room and staying overnight at the inn. On-Set Cinema ticket holders will be emailed a discount code for Saturday night lodging. Make a weekend trip out of it and stay Friday night, November 15th, at the Southern Mansion in Cape May. This is the stunning Victoria Mansion that was used for the exterior of the dorm in the movie, as well as the filming location for the interiors of Major Chatham's house. That night we'll be hanging out in the room where Pam finds Rosemary's skeleton in the fireplace, and they're extremely excited to announce that actress Vicki Dawson will be the guest of honor at the event. Vicki will be flying across the country to take part in this celebration. She'll be doing an autograph signing and a Q&A at the Inn of Cape May before the screening. Fans will also have the opportunity to get a photo with Vicki at the Southern Mansion on Saturday next to Rosemary's fireplace. All event details and tickets are at myershousenc.com/onsetcinema. We have this news from the Texas Haunters Convention 2020, returning to Mesquite, Texas. A convention for Halloween and cosplay enthusiasts with over 35,000 square feet of family-friendly vendors, events, demonstrations, entertainment, classes, and a costume ball. Costumes are welcome on the sales floor and encouraged, happening this year, July 25th and 26th at the Mesquite Convention Center from 10 to 5. Want to be an exhibitor or a vendor? We are looking for you, so if you're interested, get your booth today. Visit TexasHauntersConvention.com for more information and updates as they become available. We have this news from the Mountain Mayhem Haunted Attraction in Whiteville, Kentucky. We have breaking news. We will be open on December 13th for December's Friday the 13th, weather permitting. Mark your calendars because this will be a scream. More details will be released. Watch their Facebook page because once inside the walls, you will become a part of the experience. Stay tuned for more information at facebook.com/TheMountainMayhem. We have this from the Scare Factor's 2019 annual Monster Bash event in Louisville, Kentucky. Monster Bash is an after-season haunt party for anyone and everyone who works in the haunted house industry. Everyone from owners, managers, actors, makeup artists, set designers, all the way to parking lot flaggers and volunteers, you are all welcome. This year's theme, Dark and Evil Disney. There'll be an awards ceremony for haunts that have been reviewed by the Scare Factor during the season. The event is family friendly, includes lots of vendors and on-site activities, food, and a full cash bar. The haunt tour includes a visit to the American Horrorplex. American Horrorplex was a brand new haunt for 2019, created from the masterminds of the late, great 7th Street Haunt and Asylum Haunted Scream Park. You'll get to see the show in full haunt season operation. This year, guests will need to have their own transportation to and from the haunt. The Horrorplex will be operating from 6 to 8, and tickets can be purchased at the ticket booth. Also happening is the Monsters Ball. Come hang out with other haunters at the region's best after-season haunt party. DJ Fear is slated to return with a vengeance to keep the crowd rocking into the night. The Scare Factor will also be hosting their annual awards ceremony on the main stage, happening Saturday, November 16th, beginning at 6 p.m. in the Expo 5, 2900 7th Street Road in Louisville, Kentucky. Get more information at facebook.com/thescarefactor. It's not too early for this, but we have some news from the RVA Krampusnacht in Richmond, Virginia. Richmond, Virginia, we want your Krampus art. The RVA Krampusnacht Yuletide Monsters Krampus-themed art show will once again be returning to Gallery 5 this year on First Friday, December 6th, which is the night before the walk. If you're interested in having some Krampus-related creativity in the show, do you know somebody who would be interested in having something in the show? We're taking submissions. We're looking for Krampus and related characters, inspired artwork, masks, and costumes. They can be returned at the end of the night if you're using them. Cards, banners, flags, photography, etc. It's all fair game for consideration. This year we have a new Gallery 5 visual art area downstairs, and it's a brand new look. So with the exception of masks, we're giving priority to fresh Krampus works that have not been seen in a Yuletide Monsters art show before. Please email us any submissions and ideas at rvakrampus@gmail.com by Saturday, November 16th, with 2019 Krampus art show submission as the email subject. Even if you haven't made a Krampus piece yet, you can submit examples of your other work for us to check out. Thank you, everyone. Submissions close on Saturday, November 16th. Get more information at rvakrampus.com. We have a little film news from Amazon Prime via bloodydisgusting.com. Amazon just sent over the list of new titles hitting Amazon Prime in November, and on the list are two recent genre films that made waves in the horror community for different reasons. First up is John McPhail's Christmas horror musical, Anna and the Apocalypse, which will be hitting Amazon Prime on November 13th. In the film, when a zombie apocalypse threatens the sleepy town of Little Haven, Anna and her high school pals must fight, sing, and slash their way to survival. Teaming with her best friend John, Anna and her crew try to save family and faculty alike as they encounter zombified snowmen, a manic bachelor party, and teenage hormones, but they soon discover that no one is safe in this new world, and the only people that they can truly rely on are each other. And then there's the Fred Durst-directed, John Travolta starring, The Fanatic, wherein Travolta plays a deranged madman stalking one of his favorite actors. Moose, played by Travolta, gets cheated out of meeting his hero, Hunter Dunbar. Moose then hunts down Dunbar to get the celebrity interaction he feels he deserves. Harmless at first, Moose's actions begin to take a dark turn. Moose begins to make frequent visits to his hero's private home. As the visits continue to escalate, Dunbar finds himself in increasing danger. The Fanatic comes to Amazon Prime on November 20th. Other horror films hitting Amazon Prime in November include Overlord and The Ring on November 1st and Texas Chainsaw 3D on November 6th. We have some news from Haunters Against Hate. We have a big announcement. Next year at Transworld's Halloween and Attraction Show, Haunters Against Hate will be raffling off a limited edition Friday the 13th t-shirt autographed by cast and crew members including Adrian King, Tom Savini, and composer Henry Manfredini. Proceeds will be going to the William Way LGBT Community Center in Philadelphia. Get more information at their Facebook page, facebook.com/hauntersagainsthate. We have this news from the Deadly Sins Burlesque and Sideshow coming to Dallas, Texas. Come one, come all on November 16th to Wits End, 2724 Elm Street in Dallas, to the most sinfully delicious show in hell. We are presenting you with a wondrous feast for the eyes. We have contortionists, sideshow, beautiful burlesque dancers, and lots more to dazzle your senses. Come raise some hell with us at Wits End. Satan will even be there to greet you at the door. The doors open at 9 p.m., the show's at 10 p.m., and the show is 21 and over, please. We are 100% Satan approved. Get more information at facebook.com/witsenddeepelum. And finally, we have this update from HauntCon coming to New Orleans. HauntCon has officially announced the first sessions of their 2020 conference lineup. The schedule includes more than 70 hours of advanced education content from renowned haunt experts and speakers, including Leonard Pickle, Michael Burnett, Amy Holloman, Dick Terhune, Rich Cimino, Margaret Blackburn, and more. HauntCon will take place on January 17th through the 19th, 2020, in New Orleans at the Ernest N. Morial Convention Center. Attendees can participate in sessions across tracks, including business, actor management, makeup, marketing, scenic design, escape games, and safety and security during informative educational sessions, demonstrations, and hands-on workshops. This year, a new feature will be added called the Snake Pit. The Snake Pit is a discussion-based area on the show floor where haunters can join in conversations about topics impacting the industry with a focus on sharing ideas, solutions, and enhancing the networking amongst participants. Get more information at HauntCon.com. And folks, I just want to say it is Halloween night. Me, Storm, Meat Hook Jim, Jerry Vane, all our special correspondents, we all want to wish you a very happy Halloween and hope your 2019 season has been nothing short of excellent. Thank you again. And that wraps up the news for this episode. Stay tuned for the interview here on The Big Scary News. Do you need fog or snow for your haunted attraction or theatrical event? Are you looking for that perfect haze effect? How about scents to give your haunt that extra realism? If you answered yes to any of these, then you need to head over to froggiesfog.com and check out their line of world-famous frog juice, haze juice, artificial snow, and bubble juice. Whether you're a home haunter buying a gallon a year or a major theme park buying 25,000 gallons a year, you can be certain that your satisfaction is their highest priority. They have everything you need when it comes to the highest quality fog and haze fluids. If you're looking for that perfect low-lying stage fog, the longest-lasting water-based fog, the right haze juice for your machine, a bubble juice that outperforms the rest, or a snow juice that evaporates after floating 30 feet, Froggy's Fog has that and so much more. Froggy's Fog also has scent additives that are compatible with any water-based fog, haze, snow, and bubble fluid. For more information, visit froggiesfog.com. That's froggiesfog.com.
Hey, this is Tater. Come buy your fog from me, because if you don't, I'll be homeless.
And ladies and gentlemen, it is Halloween night. I'm sure you've heard it a million times, but let me add once again, happy Halloween. And for folks who love Halloween, the trick-or-treating, the going to haunted houses, the scary movies and all that, what could be better than taking the time after the kids are gone to bed than putting on a campy or scary movie to close out the month of October? Well, somebody here has been doing this on TV in the Chicago area and now nationally for over 40 years, celebrating his 40th anniversary. You know him, you love him, Mr. Rich Coes, a.k.a. Sven Gulli. Sir, we have tried for a long time to make this happen, and it is an honor and a privilege to have you here on The Big Scary News.
Well, thank you so much. Actually, it seems appropriate that I would finally show up on Halloween.
There would be no other time we would rather have you, sir. So, thank you for taking a few moments to speak to us. I'd like to go back about 50 years, actually, and talk about the original Mr. Jerry Bishop, who started Sven Gulli. I'm not from the Chicago area. I believe it was Screaming Yellow Theater presents Sven Gulli, something to that matter. And when his show ended, it was off for a few years. And then suddenly, around 1979, suddenly there was the son of Sven Gulli. How did that come about? Did you decide, come in and say, hey, we need to bring back Sven Gulli? Did the network want to bring that back? How did the birth of son of Sven Gulli happen?
Well, originally, when Jerry G. Bishop was doing his Sven Gulli show, I was just a fan of it. He did radio and TV here in Chicago, and I was a fan. And when he started reading jokes and things that people had sent in, I sent him some jokes and then eventually some parodies of things and other material. And when he found out I was a broadcast student, he invited me to come into the studio and visit with him. And this all evolved into me actually working with him on the show and writing things. And he was the guy that got me into the business. And when the show had been canceled, we were working together in radio. And he was approached by a local station about, how about just as a summer fling type thing, you do like a summer show in which you play Sven Gulli again. And Jerry was kind of like, well, I don't know if I really want to get dressed up and all that stuff and do that again. But he turned to me and said, you know what? You could be the son of Sven Gulli. I would produce the show, and let's see if we can do that. And I was very flattered that he felt that, you know, I could take over the character. And we had some false starts on it, and it never really got anywhere. Jerry went on to do some other things, and then he was hired to do a morning show in San Diego, and everybody I had been working with had gone to the West Coast, but I was not prepared to do so. And as Jerry was leaving, he said to me, so what are you going to do now? And I said, well, I don't know. Maybe I'll try to pitch a local station on a TV show. And he said, I tell you what, if you want to do the Son of Sven Gulli thing, you've got my blessing. And, you know, that was very generous of him to just turn it over to me like that. I shopped it around at various stations in town. Not with a lot of success. One program director I talked to at one station, when I told him what I wanted to do, laughed at me and hung up. But eventually, I brought it to the station that Jerry was originally on, WFLD, and they decided, oh, let's do a bake-off and have anybody who wants to do this type of job come in and audition. And I was like, well, wait a minute, I just brought you the whole concept. And they're like, well, we'll let everybody audition who wants to do something like this with whatever characters they want. But the bottom line was, eventually, they did decide on me doing it, and I started in June of 1979.
That is amazing. Now, we've interviewed many, many late-night horror hosts, from Elvira to Count Gore Duvall, and I always ask this question of them. Has there been any movies over your career that were either too campy or just too awful, you could not put it on the air because you yourself could not finish it?
Well, no, that's never happened, although there's been some borderline ones recently. One that came close to, bringing us to a halt was the famous Dr. Seuss-based movie, The 5,000 Fingers of Dr. T.
Oh, my goodness.
Which was not well received by many of our viewers. It has Hans Conried, and Dr. Seuss wrote the whole thing and was involved in the production and wrote something like 20 songs for it. And even the producers said, no, wait a minute, we can't do this. And they edited it severely and removed a lot of stuff. And Dr. Seuss was just, enraged by this and always hated the production afterwards. But you'd be happy to know that most of our viewers hated it as well.
Fantastic. I noticed that during the month of October, you've been doing a crossover with Marvel Comics. How did that happen?
No, actually, it's DC Comics.
I'm sorry, DC. I'm sorry. My fault.
That's okay. It's a crossover with DC Comics. It's very cool. We were doing Svengoolie Meets the DC Universe, and it started middle of October, and right about yesterday, the actual chapters started appearing in all the DC books and will for the next 4 weeks. Svengoolie meets up with a menace that's so incredible that he can't handle it alone by himself. So he has to call for the help of the Justice League, Superman, Batman, Green Lantern, Wonder Woman, The Flash, etc., to help him to defeat this menace. But the great thing about it is that it really has a lot of the feel of our show, as well as, the parts of the superhero world. And the artwork is tremendous, and by Christopher Jones, and we had a great time working on it, and it's been very well received so far.
Are any of the characters on your show appearing in the comics as well?
No, actually, I'm the only one from the show that shows up in it. But a few other people from the DC Universe show up, especially a certain clown-like individual who's been very much in the news lately.
Interesting. Can't wait to get my hands on some of that. You're known for making lots of appearances at things like Flashback Weekend in Chicago. I know that as a haunter myself, the Midwest Haunters Convention has recently moved to Chicago this year, actually, from Columbus. Have you been contacted about possibly making an appearance there?
Well, that's to be determined. I haven't heard much about it yet so far, but that's something that could happen. We know Michael Burnett, who is a friend of the folks who run the Haunters Convention. He's a famous special effects and makeup guy, and I know he's dropped my name to them, so we'll see what happens.
Excellent. I certainly would love to meet you in person, as well as I'm sure many, many haunters and things. Do you have any upcoming appearances, maybe the upcoming Days of the Dead show in Chicago or anything else around the greater area there?
No, I'm not booked for the Days of the Dead. Actually, after our Halloween season, I kind of take most of November off just because it's a pretty tough time to make it through a whole month like that with all the stuff that we do. But usually with Christmas coming up, I'll be booked to do some appearances as Santa Claus, which is basically just Sven in a sort of semi-Santa suit. And, next year, of course, we're already booked for the big C2E2 Comics and Entertainment Convention. And we have all sorts of stuff that we do every year. And we're getting more and more feelers from places out of state. Earlier this month, we went to the New York Comics Convention, and I was very flattered and overwhelmed by seeing that we had so many fans in the New York area. So I'm looking forward to meeting other fans in different areas of the country real soon.
Excellent, and hope you'll come down towards Charlotte, which is my hometown, at some point. After 40 years in the business, have you given any thought as to how long you will be continuing? Will there be a son of Svengoolie at some point in the future?
Well, I don't know about that. With the original Jerry G. Bishop and I, when we first talked, we kind of decided that as far as actual Svengoolies, I would be the end of that line. But I think when I decide that I want to hang it up here at MeTV, they may want to come up with a successor, and I'll be more than happy to work with whoever it is and try to help them out to get them in line to take up the torch. But I don't think it'll actually be a Svengoolie, that's for sure. And, you know, right now people always say, oh, you're old enough to retire. But with the show more popular than ever all over the country and things going so well, I'd be real hard-pressed to give up on it. I always say that when it stops being fun, that's when I'll stop doing it. That or, you know, if I have some sort of physical ailment that I can't do it.
Certainly. Well, we hope it's many, many years before you decide to take off the proverbial top hat and climb into the old coffin, as we see at the end of every show. For people who aren't familiar with MeTV and the show itself, how can people get more information? Do you have the websites and social medias where people can find out maybe where you're making an appearance? Of course, I know you have a big merchandise store, maybe the schedule for the next few weeks on what's appearing on MeTV.
I have a store? No, see, that's a catchphrase that comes from one of our commercials.
Yes.
Yeah, we have www.svengoolie.com, and you can find out all sorts of information. There is also www.metv.com, and, you know, you can find us Saturday nights just about all over the country. We're in 96% of the country, and, of course, it's 8 o'clock Eastern and 7 o'clock Central. And please check your local listings for time and channel locations for MeTV. And, you know, I'm supposed to always mention in these interviews that we also carry the Flintstones now every weekday. So, you know, it's back to the Stone Age for MeTV.
Yabba-dabba-doo. One final question. I know your time is short, and I probably should have asked this before. When you were growing up, who did you watch? Did you watch Vampira or The Ghoul or Zachary Lee, or were you a fan of late night horror hosts?
Actually, when I was a kid, very, very young, that was when the first, you know, shock theater movie package from Universal was released to TV, and that's when the first horror hosts popped up all over the country. Here in Chicago, there was a guy named Terry Bennett who played a sort of beatnik type ghoul named Marvin. And at the time, I was very, very young, and I didn't get to see it unless we were visiting relatives because I wasn't allowed to stay up that late. And I only saw it a couple times. And then, quite honestly, there was not another local host until around 1970, 71, when Jerry came on as Svengoolie. So there really wasn't, but I had, along the way, certainly discovered the horror films and became a very big fan of them.
Once again, folks, this is Rich Coes, a.k.a. Svengoolie. We want to, again, thank you so very much for taking the time to speak with us here on The Big Scary News. We are very, very honored by your presence. Again, it has taken a long time. Thank you, Jim Roach, for making this happen. And again, Svengoolie.com or MeTV.com. They have the Flintstones now, folks. So once again, thank you very much for taking the time out to speak to us here on The Big Scary News.
Thank you so much. I appreciate that you called us about this. And I just want to say thanks to everybody listening who's helped to make our show a success all across the country.
Once again, folks, this is Drew Badger. Happy Halloween, everybody. And this is The Big Scary News.
We'd like to thank the Ghastly Ones for laying down the tunes for this show. Also, we'd like to thank once again Froggy's Fog for being our title sponsor, froggiesfog.com. Make sure to check out The Big Scary Show next week for even more news, music, rants, phobias, interviews, the Round Table of Terror, and so much more at our redesigned website, bigscaryshow.com. Be sure to follow us on Twitter and Facebook, and stay on top of everything happening in the world of haunts, horror, and Halloween. Once again, this is Drew Badger saying good night.